Today's day 146 of my imperfect life. This is your boy, Yahya Barua. Today was a good day. I had a book signing at the Peterborough location. It was successful. Oh man, I'm so sorry. Burped in your ear. It was very successful. Honestly, it was successful. My prayer at the very start of the day was, Lord, carry me. Because I had a lot on my mind. And quite honestly, I was just tired, a little bit frustrated, but tired. And I just would rather be at home, to be honest, just working from home, relaxing, but mainly working from home. And but I was able to pull through. I didn't even look at the time the whole day until the manager came up to me and I decided to ask. But I did a very good job in marketing my book, and I would have made up for yesterday's success as well. So I'm super grateful, for sure. Very, 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 very grateful. I was in the middle of praying. I prayed, as I was saying, Lord, carry me. And as I was just wrapping up my prayer, you know, after I finished at the start of my day, I heard somebody behind me who apparently had been waiting say, hey, just wanted to see if I can get a copy of your book. You know, last time I didn't get a chance to get it, you know, when I saw you. And just, this was right after I finished praying. I didn't even have to ask or beg or whatever. Somebody just bought my book. So that was definitely a sign for me that God was answering and is answered. Has heard my prayers, answered my prayer, and is carrying me through. And right after that lady, there was another lady behind her waiting, saying, hey, just wanted to let you know that I enjoyed your talk the other day, because I spoke in Peterborough, and I was in Peterborough doing a signing, you know, today and yesterday. And on Tuesday, I did the speaking. So she was an audience member who had heard me speak. And yeah, she was moved. That she could have easily walked out the door, but she stopped and to tell me that. So there were a lot of people, so I didn't really get to talk to everybody after I finished speaking. But yeah, I'm grateful, man, for real. The Lord carried me through, and that's one thing I want to talk about. You just gotta just trust, man. If you're having a hard time, just say, Lord, carry me through this. And just ask for the grace to let go and let God. Because sometimes we try to figure things out and we get, you know, frustrated by how heavy the burden is. And we just, you know, buckle under the weight of everything. That you don't really know how to proceed. But if you just surrender it to God, all of a sudden you're free. Literally, you are free. And that's my lesson today, man. It was not busy. It was not as busy, but it was busier than yesterday, no doubt, because it didn't rain today as much. It didn't rain, I don't think, but anyways, my closing average was just fantastic. Almost everybody that I spoke with bought my book, and it's not like it doesn't happen a lot, but it's like, it happens when it's super busy because law of average kicks in. The more people you talk to, the more you sell. But with this individual's, like, it was not very busy and a lot of people were buying. So it's nothing but the grace of God. I'm going to tell you that much. And it's a lesson for me, and I hope it's a lesson for you as well. If you're going through stuff, ask God to carry you through. StrugglesOfADreamer.ca is my website. I invite you to read my book. God bless you, and may all of your dreams come true. I know I gave you two websites, StrugglesOfADreamer.com and StrugglesOfADreamer.ca. .ca is the one you should use. .com is being renovated-ish. You matter. Thanks.